Look, unfortunately, there's been yet another accident in the west of the county where a car unfortunately hit a poor deer and killed it outright. And fortunately, nobody in the car was hurt. But this is an ongoing issue, and we hear reports also that an ambulance also en route to was also involved in a collision with a number of deers as well outside in Wahanye. And I suppose the question is, you know, is how do we address the ongoing issue? Because this isn't the first or second or third or fourth time that this has happened. Obviously, humans and deers must coincide. But what the difficulty here is that it might be only a matter of time until there's maybe somebody really, really hurt. So I think we need to look at it. About a week ago, where I was speaking to a woman and also who had the same experience here and collided with a car, and the car became a mess, and unfortunately the poor deer didn't come out well at all in it.
And this would be an issue for the likes of the council and the roads authority to look at, but this is, as you said, an issue where cooperation is required. It's about trying to brainstorm and to find solutions to this problem to where we can protect our wildlife that is much needed and the biodiversity that's required, but also make it so these kinds of accidents don't happen as frequently. You've mentioned at least three examples there of such incidents occurring in a very recent spate of time. So it's about trying to find new solutions to this problem?
Look, we have to coincide. Look, the deer, a beautiful, beautiful animal. I believe the vast majority of people love to see the deer in our community. We ourselves, maybe it's a case that we just need to be far more vigilant. We need to maybe slow down a wee bit. But a decision has to be made. Then the Galkin Council certainly has a responsibility in terms of removing the poor unfortunate deers that died out of the road. But my belief, and I'm open for correction, is that Parks and Wildlife, who has a major role in this here, I had tried to contact them over the weekend, and hopefully now in the next day or so that I will get speaking to them. But there has to be a solution found in it. We can't have the ongoing issue of deers being killed, and then also that, well, obviously cars been damaged, but that in case anything more serious happens to the people who are within the car.